This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, sevillepodcast.com.
Pat Enright, the CEO of Dominion Development Resources, LLC, joins me live in studio. Pat, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you coming by.
Sure, thanks.
We want to talk about dredging and water and the reservoir, and you have an interesting concept that you want to share with people that I think more people should know about, and certainly the folks in the county government and in City Hall should know more about, I think, because they're talking a lot about this. But before we hear the concept, can we get a Pat Enright 101 first to just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Yep. I've been in Charlottesville for about 5 years now. My family and I came actually via Scotland and England, and we were working for Sperry Marine at the time. And about just a few years ago, we decided that a change was required. We wanted to have vacations like you just had. So we wanted to cut back a little bit on the hours I spent, and I got a wonderful opportunity with DDR last October and decided to take it. So, yeah, now I get to play as a CEO.
Wonderful. And now where are you from originally?
Originally Connecticut, and I went to school at Massachusetts and moved further north into New Hampshire. I spent about 8 years on tankers at sea as an engineer.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm a marine engineer by trade. My wife is actually a licensed ship's captain. So
really?
Yeah.
How in the world does that happen?
It takes a lot.
It's not the kind of thing you sit on a playground as a kid and say, you know, I'm going to be a ship's captain when I grow up.
No, I don't think she did. I think it might have been, I'm not quite sure what I want to do, and hey, ship's captain sounds like fun.
Wow. Yeah. Does she still do that?
No. She did it for about 10 years, and then we decided to have a family, and it's not conducive to having a family.
Yeah,
to do that.
I would imagine so, when your job requires you to be at sea.
Yes, yeah, 6 months a year.
Wow. Now, where would she captain, I guess?
She went same place as I did, sort of all over the East Coast, West Coast, down to up to Alaska, down to Panama.
Wow.
Yeah, every once in a while, a trip to Korea or something like
that. Yeah. You know, I think New Hampshire, you mentioned New Hampshire, that's got to be one of the prettiest states in the country. I mean, and I only spent a brief time there, but absolutely beautiful place.
It's stunning. Yeah, Portsmouth, New Hampshire is where we lived, and it was just a great little city. It actually reminds me quite a bit of Charlottesville.
Yeah, it does. It does, because of the Piedmont and the Green Mountains. And so what is DDR? What is Dominion Development Resources?
What we are is a full-service development firm. We've got licensed architects, civil engineers, land planners, surveyors, and landscape architects. So really, a developer comes to us with
one-stop shop.
That's it. They come to us with a plan, and they say, you know, we want to do this, or we want to put this on this lot. So we do the research, we do the designs, and then we work with the county and the client to get it through permitting and everything else.
Fantastic. So any projects that you've worked on recently that folks may recognize, or something you're working on now? Or?
Actually, the one that's been recently in the paper is Northtown Center, which is right across from Kegler's. And that just got approved by the Planning Commission to move forward. And that was about 5 years in the making.
And that's where the Home Depot's going in? Rumored Home Depot?
No, it was going to be a Home Depot. But,
oh, that's right. Years ago, it was going to be a Home Depot.
Right. That plan was abandoned, and now we're going back to there's a bank going in there in some retail space. But that took a lot working with the residents that were adjacent to it because they had specific concerns. So it's really trying to align the what the client needs with what they're allowed to do with what the residents are going to be impacted by.
We're talking with Pat Enright, the CEO of Dominion Development Resources. So let's talk about dredging, because I read about you in The Hook and that DDR came up with a concept regarding dredging. And everybody's talking about dredging the South Fork of the Ravana Reservoir, and whether it's to preserve it as a lake that people enjoy, or whether it's to contribute to the water supply, or as some folks say, it might solve the water supply. Other folks say it won't, but dredging is on everybody's mind. Tell me, when did this whole thing come across your radar? When did you first start having conversations at DDR? Hey, we should be looking at this.
Well, it was about 2 months ago, and we were actually in a staff meeting of all places. And what we do try and do is read the papers and see, is there something going on that we can contribute to and help with? And this topic came up, Fife-Phil came up. So there's a number of things that we put on the table. And the dredging all sparked our interest. One, from my marine background, because it's based in water, so this could be interesting for me personally. And just the fact that there was so much discussion and talk about it that, you know, if we put our heads together, we might just be able to come up with a solution. And that's really what started off for us. And I think it was one of the articles in the Hook that first got us engaged and brought the topic to the staff meeting.
And the solution that the concept that you've come up with may indeed be a solution. Some folks have said it absolutely is. What is the concept? What is it that y'all have put on the table? Not a proposal, official proposal at this idea at this point, but sort of a broad strokes idea. Hey, we could do something like this.
Right. And it's extremely simple. One of the things that we've been looking at is that the dredging first is the relatively easy part. The dredging is done all over the world all the time. But it's what do you do with the spoils or what comes out of the end of the dredge at the end of the day?
The really wet dirt that you suck up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it can be challenging because if it stays wet, you know, it has a tendency to actually drift right back into where you took it out of. So it has to be dealt with. An expensive alternative, of course, is to dry it out on the shore and then load it into trucks and take it away. And that's really where the numbers were based on. If you look at there was a Gannett Fleming study commissioned by RWSA to take a look at the cost associated with dredging. And the majority of the cost was purchasing the land to dry the material out and then trucking it to other land that they purchased to dispose of it permanently. So that's where our team focused is there a piece of land that we could get our hands on or at least that we could be provided to a consortium? And sure enough, we identified an active quarry that is 3,000 feet from the water of the
Ravina
Reservoir.
That close?
It's 3,000 feet away.
Wow.
And it's
you
right
have
by the dam.
And this is a DDR quarry. I mean, this isn't something you have to go by.
No, there's now a local consortium, a group of folks that are getting together to look at this. And one of the landowners is part of this consortium. So they own the quarry. And it is an active quarry. It's actually an active mine with permitting and everything else in place. It's never been abandoned. So it's the perfect site.
Yeah. And it sounds like the perfect solution as far as dredging this particular body of water is concerned. 3,000 feet away, you got a quarry. Just put the wet dirt in there.
Right. Put the wet dirt in there and let it dry out. And I think Hawes mentioned before I got here that there are already ponds on the facility which would act as polishing ponds. So once this water sits there and dries out, the water that comes out of it will actually flow through streams and polishing ponds on the property itself before we return it downstream of the dam into the river. And it's all existing right now. And I think the best part about this solution is not only its proximity, but the fact that it's the property itself is out of the watershed of the Ravana. So in other words, once you pull that sediment out, it's not going
There's back. No way it can go back in the...
No, it'll go downstream below the dam.
And I'm ignorant. And what happens to the dirt after it dries out? You sell it to Lowe's? I mean, it becomes a marketable commodity, right?
It could be. It really depends. If it's fine sand, fine silts, there really isn't much of a market for it. There could be some topsoil, but if topsoil gets mixed in with sands and gravels, it's useless. It's difficult to separate. And it could be sand and it could be gravel, all of which are marketable. But the thing is, no one knows, and even if we did a sediment survey of the reservoir before you start, you can't say with a degree of certainty that it can be used. And that's one of the best things about this concept is we're saying we'll take it, we'll put it on this property, and then we'll deal with it one way or the other, which could mean leave it on that property forever.
Yeah. And we're talking with Pat Enright of Dominion Development Resources. One of the most compelling things about this whole concept that y'all have brought to the public is that the back of the envelope price tag that you've put on it, which again is not an official number, but it's sort of a sketch, is in the $24 to $29 million range, which when you compare it to the $200 million that Gannett Fleming said would cost a dredge, it's a lot cheaper for the folks who pay this bill, the citizens.
It is. But let me just correct one thing. The 223 number that is kicked around, that's to do 5 million cubic yards. So that would be to take out all the sediment that could be there in the next 50 years. Currently, what exists is about 2 million cubic yards. So when you normalize the numbers around 2 million cubic yards, their math turns out to be at about 90 million. So the delta is between 90 and 24 to 29.
Still an incredible savings.
An incredible savings.
Yeah. Because you're approaching the challenge in a very different way. You found a place for the dirt. You don't have to buy land, throw it down, and let it dry off, then truck it out. you have a place 3,000 feet away where you could go dump it today.
Right. Yeah. And leave it there forever if that's what they want.
Yeah.
And there's many more innovations and ideas that we can put forward once the process gets started. And I think really that's where we're at right now is, you know, we've been talking about this for a couple of months. We've met with the Board of Supervisors, Mayor Norris, some others, and they're extremely interested in the concept. We've also met with RWSA and discussed it with them. So the reason why we wanted to meet with all these people is, have we addressed the majority of the concerns? Because what's been put forward before, really back of the envelope, hey, this is a great idea. I think what you and Hawes were talking about, yeah, we'll take your dirt and we'll deal with it.
Yeah.
But there was no concrete plan to it. So there's issues of, will it smell? You know, what are we going to do with it? What will the traffic increase on the roads be? Every single one of those, we believe that we've addressed point by point. So really the only unanswered question now is, can this piece of property be permitted to allow it to become a dredge spoil site?
Yeah, to allow it to become a place where you could go dump the wet dirt.
Exactly.
And who makes that decision? Who gives that permit? The county or the state?
I believe the county will be involved, Department of Environmental Quality, which is a state, and then the Army Corps of Engineers. All would have a say in the matter one way or the other. And it might be as simple as they say, we don't, you know, go ahead. It's not a wetland. It's not this. It's not that. Feel free. But certainly there will be plans that have to be put through the county. And then Mines and Minerals will also be involved because it is an active mine.
Right, right. We're talking with Pat Enright of Dominion Development Resources. So what would you like to see happen? Right now there's talk of some kind of very expensive study of the dirt at the bottom of the reservoir. Is that necessary, you think?
From our perspective, it's not. Because, again, and it might become more important. But right now, and I'm going to go back to the Buck Mountain issue, you know, a long time ago we had a plan and we're going to put a dam out at Buck Mountain, and then we found out during the permitting process that we couldn't because of the James River spiny mussel. So then we've come up with the new plan with the new dam, and it's a community solution, which is good. I mean, it's a well thought out plan, plenty of drinking water for the future. The interesting part for us is it was the permitting process that found out why we couldn't do that. And that's really where I'd like to see the
community. We couldn't do the Buck Mountain thing.
Exactly. Why don't we spend our money, the community's money right now, to make sure that this is a permittable site, or another site, if somebody else can come up with one, can be permitted as well. Now, everyone's going to throw out the argument. In fact, it happened today at the board, the Ravana Water and Sewer Authority board meeting, just after it. They said, well, of course you want this because you've got a piece of land. It's a competitive advantage. I can't deny that, but what I would like people to do is just look at the argument, look at the logic of saying, get through the permitting process. So now you've got a dam that's permitted and you've got a site that you can dredge. Until that question is answered, you're not having an equal argument. People can always throw different ideas. Then it becomes a fiscal discussion or an environmental discussion. But until you're at equal footing, you really don't know.
Yeah. So what do you want to see happen then, ideally?
I would like to see the RFP narrowed in scope a little bit. The request for proposal that they've just endorsed at the Ravana Water and Sewer Board meeting just now. And I'd like to see it defined as, or at least a piece of it, and it can be worked in parallel. Let's go ahead and get a site identified. And there is plenty of land on the Ravana, so there might be another site besides ours that can get permitted. And go through that process and make sure that we do actually have a solution. If we go down the path of someone saying, okay, I'll dredge, I'll take your dirt, and I'll sell it, and I'm going to charge you $20 million to take your dirt, I'm going to sell it for $40. Well, if the market dries up for the dirt, or it's not sellable, it's more silt than sand, and they just can't use it, they're not going to do $40 million worth of dredging for $20 million. The whole thing will fall apart. So that's one of the things that we'd really like to say. We have a solution, 2 million cubic yards. Let's just get on with it.
Yeah. You'd like to see an RFP come out from the board and the county and the city to focus on finding out where we could put this wet dirt.
Yes.
Assuming that, and everybody's sort of on the same page, we're going to dredge at some point. Yeah. I mean, I don't see anybody coming forward saying, no, we're not going to dredge and we don't have to dredge. The big controversy is dredging going to solve your water supply in case of a future drought?
Exactly.
And that's not really a DDR. You're not really, y'all don't sit in your staff meetings and try to solve that problem.
No, No, we just solve. We hear something like this and say, well, wait a minute. Maybe there is a better idea, or and it's not even an alternative to the 50-year plan. It's premature to be an alternative to anything. And it really, until you have that permit in hand, it's a best guess that it could work out. But yeah. You really don't know.
Well, what's most appealing about it, I think, is that it's a real market solution to this problem. And just, you know, the fact that there's a quarry 3,000 feet from this reservoir that could be, we don't know for sure yet, that could be permitted to receive that wet dirt and is not in the watershed. It just seems to, like, I don't know, it seems like a no-brainer that, well, we should look into that.
Right. And sometimes, you know, just having competition for competition's sake doesn't really help drive down the cost. It confuses, it delays, and it moves forward. Again, we're not afraid of the competition, but again, I've seen in my past life working for a big defense contractor that oftentimes when a solution is presented and they force competition, that the price actually moves in the opposite direction. It actually gets higher instead of lower.
Interesting. Pat Enright is the CEO of Dominion Development Resources. Last question. I know some people, and I'm married to one of them, sort of have water fatigue. They're just like, ah, the water thing again. You know, get on with it and just do something. For those of the folks out there who feel that way, what is it that we need to know? What is it that you think we should take away from this and be keeping in mind as we hear about, they're talking about water and water rates and dredging?
I would put forward that the community did develop a water supply plan, a 50-year plan, and it had three entrance criteria, that we drink our own water from our own watershed. We don't pump it from the James. Now, of course, I'm going to forget the other two, but we drink our own water, that we maintain it, and that we restore flow to the Mormons. And I think I might have gotten the second one wrong, but we want to restore flow to the rivers. The solution that put forward in the 50-year plan actually met the three entrance criteria, which is unheard of a project like this. And it really was a community-based solution that was endorsed by the board, by the city council, by a lot of folks. A lot of it, though, is based on information that now, based on this concept, it probably needs to be not necessarily revisited because, again, those three entrance criteria didn't have anything to do with dredging. But maybe now there is some a different thought process. So what I'd like to leave with is that this is it's a great opportunity. It's pulled together by a bunch of locals as opposed to hiring outside consultants from all over the place. So it's almost like drink our own water. Well, we're solving our own problems. It's here in our backyard. We don't need a bunch of high-priced folks to come in and tell us how to do it. We've got a solution. Let's press on and let's get everyone to go with it.
Pat Enright is the CEO of Dominion Development Resources, LLC. And what is the website? Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. Actually, it is ddrva.com.
ddrva.com. Pat, thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.